We are with Aaron Kirk Cuomo, founder of Not In My Marine Corps, a group of active duty, retired, and veteran Marines and civilians dedicated to ending sexual harassment and assault. Now, Aaron, this scandal that's currently in the news now is often referred to as a nude photo scandal, but explain why that's not quite accurate.
It's really frustrating when we hear that as kind of the headline that has encompassed this, because so many of these women that are survivors of this behavior, their photos were not nude in any way. They were fully clothed. And what it really comes down to is that this is a behavior that has been targeted against coworkers, because that's what it is. Males and females in the Marine Corps, they're coworkers and should be treated as such. And this behavior should not even have crossed their minds to engage in.
Now, military leadership is beginning to respond to this now, but weren't there reports of harassment through social media a couple of years ago?
Yes, documented reports. Representative Speer sent a letter to General Amos's office in 2013 documenting these pages and how the language that was being used was denigrating towards women in the Marine Corps and military, and that it promoted rape culture.
And this is not just the Marine Corps. This is expanding to other services now as well.
It is, correct, yeah. So when Not In My Marine Corps, when we started this, we knew that this was an across-the-board issue. While we do represent as a whole women and men in the Marine Corps, we do receive messages from the Army, Air Force. We've received messages from almost every service.
General Robert Neller, Commandant of the Marine Corps, appeared before the Senate Armed Services Committee. What did you think of what he had to say?
I think he was very vague. I understand that he's trying to make sure he does not create undue command influence on these investigations. But I definitely was somewhat disappointed by his responses as a whole. In testimony, he really did not go into much of these issues and seemed to quite understand exactly the extent of what's going on. He used the term generationally challenged a few times. I really don't think that's an excuse that we should be hearing from the Commandant of the Marine Corps.
Now, the Marine Corps has issued new guidelines for using social media, warning Marines to think twice and avoid actions that affect morale and readiness, including defamatory, threatening, or harassment based on sex or sexual orientation. Is that helpful?
Of course it's helpful to be perfectly clear of what the expectations of Marines will be from the Commandant and from their leadership. However, this isn't something new. This is something that Marines have been told many times over and over again. This new social media policy that they've put together really doesn't change what they had said about social media in the past. And I mentioned this, in the Marine Corps, we have a term called death by PowerPoint. I would really encourage the Marine Corps not to let this become something that is just another check in the box as far as training goes, and is another death by PowerPoint that Marines have to sit in front of every year just to qualify.
What would you want them to do? What do you think would be more effective?
Well, I think many of the advocacy groups that we're seeing, including Not In My Marine Corps, is promoting cultural change, addressing some of the things that are pervasive in the Marine Corps and creating a different culture from the very start. We've been adamant that this kind of mentality and behavior that women are less than begins in a segregated enlisted basic training. When you have women that are held to different training standards in physical performance and physical PT tests, it creates a barrier between men and women. They are seen as not equal.
Anything else you want to add that I haven't touched on yet, Aaron?
Well, as an organization, we are definitely calling for a few things. We are encouraging the Marine Corps to review basic enlisted training. As we said, segregated boot camp contributes to this mentality that leads directly to debasement of women. And secondly, we are also encouraging everyone to write or call their congressional representatives. Right now, the Department of Defense has presented in committee general officers for nomination. We believe that no vote should be taken on any of these general officers across the board, across military services, until they strongly come out and condemn the actions, number one, of the Marines United and other anonymous IB sharing. And then secondly, in a statement, say that they will get to the bottom of these issues, that they will make this a priority. And then specifically, that Marine Corps generals will encourage a review of a segregated enlist in boot camp. So we encourage all of our members and anyone out there listening to call their representatives. We really want to make this statement and let the Department of Defense know that we are adamant about not letting this fall through the cracks again.